Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Birthday is going to be played by everybody on the planet. I just totally improv that, by the way. I did not know how to play it before just then executing it as flawlessly as I just did. Now, you may think there were fuck-ups in there, but that's not the case. Every note I played was well thought out in advance, mere seconds before actually playing notes, but you know, when you've been playing as long as I have, that's just how things go. So what you think are missed notes are really now actually the way the song should go. And, you know, by this time next year, you will have heard it this new way by everybody at every other birthday. That you'll just be used to it. In fact, I'm really going to screw with your mind. I'm going to totally rewrite the Happy Birthday tune right now. It's going to go something like this. There you go, changing the paradigm. The Happy Birthday song has been forever changed. You can thank me for that. You know, I'm not even happy with that. I'm going to do another one, a different Happy Birthday song. That's a Happy Birthday. It ends on a mysterious note, because life is a mystery. And just because you have one birthday doesn't mean you're going to have another. So we end on a mysterious note. It's a little bit of dissonance. It's happy, but yet you're older, and as far as you know, you could totally get killed or die of some crazy illness before your next one. In fact, odds of that are pretty good. So I'm actually going to rewrite Happy Birthday yet again, just as tragic and weird as possible, because ultimately, we're just counting the days till death. That's Happy Birthday. Check the Hypersloth websites, hypersothradio.com, within the week, and I'll have that notated so that every marching band and jazz band and every other band across the nation will not know how to play it for your next birthday. But why am I playing and changing the birthday song paradigm? Because it's my birthday today. It is August 22nd, which is my birthday every year, although the day changes because of how calendars work. It's strange. But even more bizarre than that, well, I guess that's not bizarre. Everybody has a birthday. But what makes my birthday bizarre is that Zigzag's birthday is actually yesterday. His is August 21st. Mine is August 22nd. Now, what makes it even stranger is that he is whatever it is before Leo, he is that. And he is that on the last day you can possibly be, whatever that is. And I'm a Leo because I'm on the first day you can be Leo. I think so, something like that. We have different signs, even though our birthdays are just one day apart. I think I'm a Leo. I don't know. I fucking know. Maybe it's not as weird as I thought. But it just goes to show you how the universe works. Sometimes it aligns the planets, which raises consciousness. Sometimes it aligns birthdays, which changes the face of music forever. So what have I done today? Well, it's been a work day, so I worked. But my wife and kid were quite the distraction, you know, wanting to do birthday stuff. And so we actually went up to this place for lunch off of La Calzada here in Granada. It's actually off a different street that intersects with it, but I can't remember the name of it. I can't remember the name of the restaurant. It's L something that starts with a Z. But I know where to find it. So if you ever come visit me, I'll take you there. And you will thank me profusely because it is goddamn good. I had a steak there that I swear to God was the best steak I've ever had anywhere, hands down. And I said that previously, the first night that we ate here, when I had a steak at a different place that I thought was the best steak I'd ever had, that the day after this steak, it makes that other steak, well, it's number two. I'll say this one's number one. Now, maybe the first steak, the first place I had that steak, maybe that was an off night. It's only the second best steak I've ever had in my entire life, so that's still pretty good. But so far, the food I've had here, birthday or not, has made everything I've ever eaten in Austin, Texas, seem like just room temperature dog food or, you know, what sort of bubbles out of a broken septic tank. And maybe that's because I never really ate any of the fine dining establishment in Austin, because Austin's super fucking pretentious anyway, and I really never felt like an Austinite, because it's all full of posers and shit. But I love Austin, don't get me wrong. The people that I hung with were not posers or douchebags. But, yeah, you know, so my idea of steak or, you know, red meat is, you know, I think the last steak I had before we moved out of the U.S. was at Chili's. And, boy, at the time, I thought, well, that's a good steak. I didn't think this is the best steak I've ever had. I thought, it's okay. You know, I mean, it's Chili's. My expectations aren't stellar when you go to a Chili's. You kind of expect it's halfway decent. The price is okay. This, you know, we can get in and get out and be on our way. But I don't know. Chili's, if an employee of Chili's came here on a vacation, ate the steak I just had, they would probably go back to work at Chili's when they got back to the U.S., and just burn the place down and commit suicide because Chili's is ass, you know? For all the good things I said about it, just in comparison to, if not having that steak that I had today to compare it to, I think Chili's is great. After having this steak, we may be able to file a class action lawsuit against Chili's for serving us subpar food. And selling it like it's the best thing in the world because it is fucking god-awful compared to this steak. But again, if I had not had this steak, I think Chili's is okay. But I've been ruined for Chili's. I can't do it. It's kind of like the whole Taco Bell versus Taco Cabana thing, you know? Like, I've talked about this in my first episode ever. Taco Cabana, in the realm of, like, fast food Mexican food, is, like, billions of light years better than Taco Bell. I mean, there's not even anything in between. There's Taco Bell at the bottom rung of the Mexican fast food, and then one zillion rungs up is Taco Cabana. I don't understand how both Taco Cabana and Taco Bell can exist in the same world. I mean, it should be Taco Bell existed for a while and was great because it was the only option, and then Taco Cabana came along with a far superior product, and Taco Bell should have just closed the stores and fucking left. But anyway, I've talked about all that before. I don't really have a plan for the show because it's my birthday. I'm, of course, enjoying a Victoria Cerveza, Frost, Victoria Frost. That's muy frio, by the way. I'll tell you what, I really do want to learn Spanish because it's kind of a requirement at this point. And so we've got Rosetta Stone, which is pretty cool, but I'm on level 2, and I'm just getting into level 3 of, I think there's like 50 levels to the course. You know, it takes you from knowing nothing to basically you can host your own TV news show, and nobody know you didn't speak native Spanish. Apparently, it's that awesome. I'm not there yet. I'm at the point where I can recognize what's being said to me in the lesson, and I can respond to it appropriately, but they're not, it's not really yet anything that I can use in a conversation here. You know, I don't want to go up to somebody and just say, the woman is standing in front of the house, because that might make them look weird. Or the dog is under the blanket. So, even though, I mean, I guess that situation can happen. I've seen women standing outside their houses, but I would just feel strange going up to the woman and saying, the woman is standing in front of the house. So, you know, I'm hoping that these are just sort of, you know, simple scenarios that are just getting me used to the words. And eventually, you know, I'll be able to get to something better and more useful, like the woman is getting naked. But I'm not there yet. I don't really know what else to talk about. There is a new Hypersloth music on the way. Dom and I, or Zigzag and I'd rather, both have two really cool new riffs. I like Zigzag's better, actually. It's just got a better, more of a Hypersloth feel. Mine is I don't know, it's weird. I can write entertaining, catchy, amusing lyrics and vocal parts, but for some reason, the music, the actual music, the guitar music I write, never strikes me as, like, lively and fun and engaging that way. It always seems a little too thought out and serious, even though it's not. I don't know why. Maybe it's the music that I listen to is influencing me too much. But Zigzag wrote this riff. Like, it's really, it's like a song. You know, it's like a verse, chorus, bridge kind of thing. And the instant I heard it, I was like, well, that's a Hypersloth song. There's no fucking doubt. That's a Hypersloth song. And so I think the formula for success is that Zigzag writes the music, and then I'll write the lyrics and the vocal parts. And he's, he, by all means, step in and say, no, these lyrics suck. Why don't you try this? But I'm really reluctant to tinker with the riffs he comes up with, because to me, that's really defines, that's like the foundation of the Hypersloth sound, you know? And it was really evident in that new thing that he kind of recorded for me. And it was really cool because it was the first new thing I'd heard from the dude in like 15 years. And then he sends it to me and I'm like, well, it sounds exactly like, you know, I would have heard in 1997 if he wrote it. So I think that's definitely the defining sound of Hypersloth, is Dom's acoustic riffs. But so my vote is that we pursue that song. But who knows? I don't know what we're going to do. That's about it. It's my birthday. I'm going to have a couple beers, and then I don't know what. We might stroll up to La Casada and have a couple of beers at O'Shea's, which is an Irish pub here in Granada. Irish in name only. Nobody looks or sounds Irish there. So that'll be fun, and then I'll probably do some work tonight. Just had a few distractions other than just badass steak today. But whatever, it's pretty much a normal day. You know. Oh, by the way, I'm now 25. Man, feels like I, you know, just became legal drinking age like 4 years ago. I guess it's true. But it feels weird. You know, I think my, something about my driver's insurance goes up or something. But big 2-5, getting older, feels strange, but hey, happens to everybody. Luckily, I wrote the new birthday dirge, and that's it. I'm going to wrap it up. I've been yakking for about 24 minutes now. That's way too much just for me to yak alone. So I could really dedicate 24 minutes just to describing how badass this steak was, but I shouldn't do that. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, peoples. Don't forget to visit hypersloth.com. You can buy our stuff on iTunes. If you go to iTunes and search Hypersloth, you can also find podcast episodes of this show archived there. Amazon, MP3s. You can find us there. Google Play, you can find us there. And, of course, you can always go to – simply go to hypersloth radio.com, and we got links to everything. And you get a great deal, 99 cents per song. I mean, really, considering what goes into it, you can't beat that deal. But, hey, we'll talk to you later. I'm going to get the heck out of here, and we'll talk to you Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!